Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Today's podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com. We're here at G2E, and my guest today is Mike Donovan, just recently announced the Chief Marketing Officer for Bally's Corporation. Mike, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on your new position.
Oh, thanks, Roger. Always glad to be here and talk to you. It's been a while.
But, it has been. So we first met when you were at Tropicana years ago, and then you moved to Ocean, and I think you really started the revival of the Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City by the marketing you brought to bear there, and they've continued to do that under new ownership. And
sure.
Explain how competitive it was in Atlantic City or in the early days, and also even today.
Yeah, I think when I came to Atlantic City, I had been in Lake Tahoe and Louisiana markets before, and then my first experience in New Jersey was with Tony Rodio and Eric Fiacco at Tropicana,
right.
And the Hilton had just closed,
right.
And we had purchased that database and really started the run that we had at Tropicana, and it was all based on this premise of hyper-aggressive marketing and marketing to the point of diminishing returns, a term that late, great Phil Giuliano used to use a lot in all of his marketing talks.
Sure.
So,
right.
Really just getting down to it, trying to give customers the most influential marketing offers we possibly can. And in Atlantic City, that's a collection of player development events, mass promotions on marketing, daily marketing offers, hotel offers, and really just cultivating that event so customers don't even think about going anywhere else at
sure.
the end of the day. They just automatically want to come to your property, and that takes time to build up. And it looks like a lot of the properties that are doing well today have done that consistently for a long period of time.
Sure. Well, Ocean in particular, was struggling. Obviously, it was a failed Revel casino resort for a while, and then it opened back up as Ocean and still didn't get a lot of traction. But you came in and then put some of these marketing programs into effect. A lot of cash back, a lot of events, as you mentioned, and then it really taken off from there. Are you kind of glad to see how it's really grown?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, even you go back today, and a lot of the projects that we started.
Sure.
Tarek Labaki and myself, have just, gone even further, right?
Sure.
So the rooms, they added rooms to the property, high limit areas, just incredible to see the growth, and the team there who, the Motor City Group and the Illich family is really taking that to the next level.
Sure.
With everything that they've done. So hats off to them.
Right.
And Atlantic City's tough market.
We
own and operate Bally's there. So,
right.
We've seen that property grow over the last few years that we've owned it, and just coming off summertime and
sure.
and busy all around. So it's a great dynamic market, and really it's a good blueprint for some of these other markets that are highly competitive.
Sure. Well, you've done some great things at Bally's in Atlantic City, which is kind of your flagship right now. You did the Yard, which is an outdoor area, mm-hmm. Enclosed by glass, mm-hmm. with a beautiful, beautiful venue. Other upgrades in the property. Are you pleased with how that's performing? Or?
Yeah, I think it took a while for us to figure out like what is that property actually going to be at the end of the day, and
right.
and develop that our loyal following that we have. And we've been blessed with the team that we have there,
right.
who's been at the property, a lot of them, a really long time, and deliver that high level of service that we expect. We're going to continue to try to refine our marketing offers and make our product as attractive as we possibly can, and that's what the renovations have done.
Sure.
And we're going to continue to do that on a marketing side going forward to try to just make that property all it can possibly be.
Sure.
Yeah,
no question. So explain to me your transition from Ocean to Bally's. I mean, why did you choose Bally's?
Yeah, it's, I got a call from Phil, and
right.
He offered me a role, and it was, I'd never done a property GM role
sure.
before,
right?
right?
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
and that was exciting to me. That was my goal in my career was to grow up and eventually operate and run a property, and all the challenges that come with that.
Sure.
And I mean, Kansas City was a great market to come into, and I was blessed to have a phenomenal team there that over the course of the last 3 years has built this property. You know, it was an old Isla Capri property before, and now it's a brand new Bally's Kansas City. We just reopened a few weeks ago. The property was open the whole time, but we just reopened the new expansion there, and there's a lot of development going on in the area on the riverfront, so we're just very proud to be part of that story.
Sure. Well, it was a great story. I mean, the Isle, you know, was kind of a rundown property, and nobody had been paying attention to it for a long time. But when Bally's came in, as you mentioned, you had this plan for expansion, and it looks like a completely new property. I mean, you wouldn't even recognize it from what it was in the past.
Yeah, and it's the customers have responded to it. We just got done with September, and you know, market share came out, and you know, that's grown tremendously over the past few years. So we're just happy and happy to see guests that maybe always liked the location of the property, maybe didn't like the product that we have.
Right.
Certainly didn't like the marketing. Now people are really tuned into that daily marketing approach, very similar to what we do in Atlantic City there. So we look to expand upon that moving forward. And we've got great new food and beverage venues there, Chickies and Pizza, Philadelphia name. So Pete Scirocchi, the owner, is out there. And, you know, we had Andy Reid in the restaurant the first night. So that was
really
cool to see, you know, that, that Eagles connection there.
Sure.
But just super proud of the team and everything that they've done. And it's a different feeling being on a marketing side and being a GM and responsible for a property. So you feel very more connected to the process and how hard it is, the operation side. So
question. So then you were appointed head of the Midwest properties, which included the Bally's property in, the Quad Cities, where
Quad Cities in Evansville, Indiana. So two more different jurisdictions in addition to Missouri. So Quad Cities, we just got done with a big sports bar expansion up there. We're going to be opening our sports book, hopefully in the next few months, up there. So it's a beautiful renovation to that property. Evansville, we actually own that property back with Tropicana. So it's a lot of familiar faces there. And it's just, you know, it's been a great property for a long time.
Right.
And the team that's there is, you know, really dedicated to that property. And it's a, also a very dynamic market, and
a lot of
new competition coming on there too.
Great. So let's talk about Chicago. People were kind of shocked when Bally's won that bit. You know, we always thought the Chicago properties owned by Carl Icahn, not Carl Icahn,
Rivers,
That he had an inside track, but when Bally's won, it kind of surprised a lot of people. And now you just opened your temporary casino at the Medina Temple, and I understand it's doing great. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we had just a few weeks ago, we had our soft opening, and last week we had our grand opening.
Right.
So we're still in the building phase in Chicago. But, you know, it's interesting because you walk around downtown and you have all these phenomenal shops that are a few blocks away. And there's just a lot of foot traffic in the area. So the property that we built the temporary facility in.
Yeah.
Used to be an old Bloomingdale's.
Sure.
It's a beautiful building. It's called Medina Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Very historic. It used to be a Shriners
back in the day,
entertainment venue. And to see what it was and then what our development team has transformed it into, I mean, it's just phenomenal. It's three levels of gaming, and every level has brand new table games, brand new slot machines. Very good technology there. We've got a great team in Chicago, and we're excited to see what the next 6 months, 12 months. I mean, we're into Chicago for a long time, right?
Sure,
we're making, we're the first and only casino in the city proper. And so we're making a huge commitment to the city, to the residents, of bringing this world-class entertainment integrated venue to the city. Some of the plans I'm sure you've seen.
I've seen some of the
for the permanent facility are spectacular. But we're happy to be open and build that database for when the permanent does open up in a few years.
Well, that's got to be a challenge for you to build a database. Obviously, you had some database from Evansville, but that's a pretty long hike from Chicago. So how are you really bringing people in and making them aware of what you're doing?
Sure, yeah. I mean, we have sister property databases that are out there. North America, we have a large database of customers that are in the Chicago area. But even there, it's a 25-mile radius, so the property really where the majority of that traffic's going to come from today without a hotel, right? So
sure.
We're really looking at the local market, which there's plenty of people in Chicago. So trying to build that over the course of the next 6 months, that'll really be the challenge for both myself and the team there. And we've seen really good foot traffic over the first few weeks, and it's our job to convert those customers and to make sure that they're loyal and continue to come back to the property
sure.
and like our product, like our marketing, and build that relationship with them for the long term. Because again, this is just the beginning of our Chicago adventure. So
are you doing tier matching in Chicago?
We are. We're doing tier matching. We're doing competitor offer match.
Uh-huh.
We have free parking for new members who sign up. You can also earn free parking.
Okay.
You can earn discounted parking. So we've got a lot of different levels for customers. We want to make our product as attractive as we possibly can. And, Chicago is, it's a big city, right? But there's all these little pockets in the city. And we want to make sure that people, one, know that we're there, and
right.
then two, that our offers are attractive enough. So November, December will really be our first test on the marketing
sure,
side.
Right.
So we're going to continue to ramp our marketing efforts until we get to that level that we feel comfortable with at the end of the day.
Great. So as CMO, you're going to have oversight of all the marketing at all the properties. And that includes building that database under your Players Club. Give us your strategy on how that's going to happen.
Yeah, we've got 15 properties in 10 states.
Right.
Every jurisdiction's
mm-hmm.
different.
Right.
Myself, I think over the last 12 years, I've been in 8 different jurisdictions.
Right.
So moved around and seen what is different from a local casino to a regional casino to a destination casino. What customers want, maybe a destination casino customers want more hotel, food, and beverage. At a
right.
local casino, they want more, free play,
sure.
gifts, those kind of daily marketing offers that we see in Atlantic City. Every market has its own dynamic. Trying to tie that all together is our Bally's Rewards program. We just rebranded in the last 2 years all of our Bally's properties under one umbrella,
right?
So that
yeah.
was a big push for us as a company
sure.
To make sure that we had one integrated brand, and we're omnichannel, right?
Sure,
so we
right.
have that on casino side. We have that on an iCasino side, on a sports
right.
betting side. Mm-hmm. Internationally, we've changed our brand also. So it's much bigger than just retail casinos that we have in the U.S.
Sure.
We're trying to build those capabilities, and mobile's really big these days. So trying to get all of our rewards
right.
on mobile, and these are good problems to have
sure.
moving forward. So
great. So one property you haven't rebranded is here in Las Vegas, Tropicana.
Mm-hmm.
And we know there's a lot of plans going on, and a lot of it is up in the air because of the baseball stadium that's attached to it. But what are you doing right now to really build that property up in terms of your database and your marketing there?
Yeah, Vegas is where we've announced some potential plans.
Right.
We've obviously got MLB has a huge say in what
sure.
those plans are. So we still have a couple more steps to go through on that. But I'm at the property this week, and we had a home game last night with
right.
The Raiders and.
Yep.
Green Bay Packers, and the property was alive, right?
Yeah.
It was,
mm-hmm.
We walk in, we're like, oh my, this is great.
Sure.
All this
right.
foot traffic. It's truly the Vegas Strip. So we're happy to be there in the interim, but we've got our eyes long-term on what does that property look
right.
like 10 years down the line, 20
sure.
years down the line. So trying to build that for the future And I'm not sure that we 100%, we're working on a lot of different things.
Sure.
But we haven't finalized anything yet with our plans for that. So
sure.
a lot of different, options that we have out there today with
right.
that parcel, but you know, we're excited about it.
Sure. I mean, it must be fascinating just to envision how baseball stadium and Bally's can coexist and feed off of each other. And you know, we know from the Allegiant Stadium now, it's not just football in there, it's concerts and all kinds mm-hmm. of events, and I'm sure that the baseball stadium will do those kind of things as well.
Yeah, it's exciting to think of the possibilities there,
right.
And I mean, just that location of Tropicana right there on the strip near the airport,
sure.
You know, next to all these very large hotel casinos, you know, again, possibilities are endless.
Sure, sure. And you build something spectacular there, and that end of the strip will boom as well. The north end will do when Fountain Blue opens next month. So,
yeah
it's a really exciting time in Vegas, and we're looking forward to seeing what you're going to do there.
And we look to be an iconic gaming company.
Right.
You know, we're still building that today, but I think at the end of the day, every iconic gaming company is on the strip,
sure.
because this is where the action is,
right.
And you know, we're excited for the future of that.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So last year we had your chairman Soo Kim here, and we spoke with him about his vision for the entire company.
Mm-hmm.
So how does the digital side of the business, you know, impact what you're doing?
I think it complements
everything,
and you know, we've seen that over the last 10 years
right.
in New Jersey, where you know, digital's really become a big business,
sure,
and
absolutely.
It hasn't taken away the land-based customer, and your iGaming customer or your iSports customer are you know, there's no cannibalization there
right.
or little cannibalization there. It really is. We want to be connected with you when you're at your
sure.
house on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be your option.
Right.
We also want to be your weekend option,
right.
Or you know, however you decide to interact with our brand, we want to make sure that we're there. And I think, you know, Stu's got a great vision for the company.
He does, yeah.
And that translates into everything that we do from a people side,
mm-hmm.
An operations side, and a marketing side. It's
right.
really the combination of those three things that are going to make us successful at the end of the day. The right people, the right product, and the right marketing. And we've worked a lot on the brand side. We've worked a lot on you know, new properties
right.
and acquisitions
sure.
over the last few years. So we're still settling in on trying to get what our secret sauce is at
sure.
the end of the
right.
day. Yeah.
Well, it's always been a marketer's dream to be able to touch your guests in every aspect of their lives. So I imagine, you know, once you nail down the digital side and what's happening here in Vegas and the rest of the company, I think, you know, the possibilities are endless, really.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you think about it today, right? How often do you pick up and look at your phone versus how often are you inside a casino, right?
Right.
So, you know, everybody looks at their phone, you know, at least a couple times a minute, right, where you can constantly be engaged with somebody, and they can be engaged with you the way that they want to be engaged. So that's it's exciting when we think about the future of not only the brand, but the business. I mean, you come
yeah.
to an event like this, and every year you see new ideas, you see old faces,
right.
And it's constantly changing. And I think that that's something that, especially over the last few years with the impacts of COVID-19 on the business,
right.
businesses have adapted and
sure.
properties have adapted, and it's been a challenging time. But as an industry, we've been able to get through to the other side and maybe see what the next 10 years holds.
Sure.
So it's
yeah.
it'll be exciting to see how all this unfolds.
Right, no question. Well, I want to wrap this up with, you mentioned the guy who hired you at Bally's, Phil Giuliano, who unfortunately passed away recently. A real good friend of mine. I've worked with him at a couple of casinos, and then
mm-hmm.
working with him as a journalist, he was second to none. And I'm sure you had he taught you a lot, you know, in your life as well.
Yeah, and you know, Phil was a mentor, a friend. He was a father figure to a lot of people,
sure.
Especially in the casino business and at Bally's. You know, he touched a lot of lives. You know, and you just miss him every day. I wish
yeah, for sure.
we would talk a lot about different marketing things, and you wish you could just call him up and you know, ask for his advice and his guidance. But, you know, Phil, above everything, he was a coach. He was going to coach you up and make you better. And, you know, I think that that is what's important to him, is that, you know, we continue on and with the legacy and, you know, that aggressive marketing that was started back in the Showboat in the 1990s in Atlantic City. I mean, it's revolutionary when you see it across the country today, how much, you know, product takes a while to change, right? When you buy slot machines and you do capital reinvestment projects, that might take a few years. Marketing, you can change that overnight. That ability to just constantly stay flexible, to stay aggressive, that was what Phil's number one goals were with his career and even in his life. You know, he was, you know, he was a baseball coach of Atlantic City High and, you know, racquetball and Phil was competitive.
He's very competitive, right?
Well,
I'm really happy to see that his legacy will live on through you and all the people he touched. I know when last I spoke with him in the summer of 22, he told me, he said, I finally got a job where I can make a difference, you know, and he was so happy to be at Bally. So I really hope you guys can carry on his legacy. And I know his son is working for Bally's also right now. So I'm sure that legacy will continue on.
100%.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, thanks for joining us. And again, congratulations on becoming CMO. And, you know, we'd like to catch up with you when the plans for Las Vegas are more solidified and hopefully when you win the contract in New York as well. And, you know, good luck and we'll catch up with you next summer.
Absolutely. Thanks,
Great.
Roger.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast, sponsored by Pavilion Payments, the industry's leading cashless payment provider. To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the weekly news of the gaming industry, subscribe to ggbnews.com. Use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast.